The coffee came up into the back of her throat, and Madison Knight swallowed hard, forcing the acidic bile back down. This was a messy crime scene, the kind she did her best to avoid. She knew Weir, the first officer on the scene, was speaking, but the words weren't making it through. Despite her revulsion, her eyes were frozen on what was before her. The victim lay on a crimson blanket of death, wearing nothing but a lacy camisole. The blood pool reached around her body in an approximate 2-foot circumference. The blood had coagulated, resulting in a curdled, pudding-like consistency. The kitchen floor was a porous ceramic, and the blood had found its way to the grout lines and seeped through it like veins. Arterial spray had splattered the backsplash like the work of an abstract painter who had fanned a loaded brush against the canvas. Cynthia Baxter was hunched close to the body, taking photos and collecting shards of glass that were in the blood. She was the head of the forensics lab, but her job also required time in the field. She looked up at Madison, nodded a hello, and offered a small smile. Madison knew her well enough as a friend outside of work that the facial expression was sincere, but the scene had dampened it from reaching her eyes. Weir stood back at the doorway that was between the front living room and the kitchen.
Such a shame, especially on Christmas Eve.
Terry Grant, Madison's partner, braced his hands above his holster and exhaled a jagged, deep breath.
What's her name and background? Madison asked Weir with her eyes on the victim.
The Vic is Claire Reeves, 43, lived here alone. No record of restraining orders or anything out of the ordinary. Nothing noted as her place of employment. Her maid, Allison Menard, found her. She's over at the neighbor's. Officer Higgins is over there with her.
Madison managed to break eye contact from the body, glanced at Terry, and settled her gaze on Weir. His words came through as though out of context.
Detective Knight?
Judging by the softness in his tone of voice, Weir must have read her reaction to the scene. His eyes inquired if she was okay, but the silent probing would have been squashed by the wall she had erected. He continued,
"The maid's pretty shaken up."
Madison could understand that. She had experience in processing murder scenes, and she could barely handle this one. She did her best to keep eye contact with the officer, but her fear, her distaste for blood, kept pulling her attention to the dead woman. Claire Reeves, that was her name before she had been reduced to this. To be killed in this manner pointed toward an emotional assailant. Her lack of clothing was an indication that she likely had an intimate relationship with her killer. Madison scanned the room. There was no sign of a struggle, no overturned chairs or broken dishes. The only thing standing out was a tea towel bunched on the floor in front of the stove, as if it had slipped off the front bar.
Any evidence of forced entry?
Weir shook his head.
She let her killer in. Madison's gaze returned to the victim. She was someone's daughter, someone's best friend, someone's lover. Normally, Madison didn't have an issue with separating herself from crime scenes and keeping them impersonal. Maybe it had something to do with all that blood and the fact that Claire had been murdered just before Christmas. Claire was on her back, albeit slightly twisted, from the fall to the floor. Her legs were crumpled beneath her. A large slash lined her neck, and based on the angle and directionality, her killer had come at her from behind. Logic dictated the killing method as typically belonging to a male, but something about the maid finding the body didn't make sense.
The maid was scheduled to work on Christmas Eve? Madison asked.
Supposedly, she got a text message from Claire. She called us right after she...
Weir pointed toward the vomit at the far entrance to the kitchen. Madison had noticed it on the way through. She took a shallow breath, hoping to cleanse her focus, despite the stench of the crime scene having transformed to a coating on her tongue.
Did you see this text message?
Weir shook his head. She couldn't produce it. Said she must have accidentally deleted it.
Anyone think to check Claire's phone?
I'll go check on that now.
Weir's cheeks flushed.
Anyway, Higgins is with her, and Richards should be here soon.
He excused himself with a wave of a hand. Cole Richards was the medical examiner. Cynthia rose to her feet, picked up her kit, and addressed Madison.
What are you thinking? Love affair gone wrong?
It looks like it could be, but rarely are things that straightforward.
Isn't that the truth? But I know you'll figure it out.
Hey, I'm here too, Terry said.
Both women smiled.
Okay, both of you will figure it out.
Better,
Terry smiled. Cynthia left the kitchen in the direction of a hallway that led to the bedrooms. Based on the Vic's attire, it would be a reasonable progression to search there.